Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So,
yes, you're hearing me now?
Yeah.
All right, well, I suppose one question that's on devotees' minds is whether I'm coming to India or when I'm coming to India. And I should be able to come. Probably, I mean, I can't say, but maybe not at the beginning of Kartik. Maybe more like December. You know, December, January, February, something like that. So, pretty hopeful. I mean, after last year, I'm probably shouldn't say anything too definite, but it does seem like I'll be coming down. And seeing all of you is making me even more eager. I guess that's true, but I think that should be all right. I hope my house in Vrindavan will be ready.
Yeah, Guru Maharaj, we are hoping to get ready by October.
October? The last time you said it would be ready by August.
No, Guru Maharaj,
yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, my intuition is probably telling me the right thing to come later. But there are other reasons. There are other reasons. So you're hearing?
Yes.
Okay. And otherwise, I hope you're committing more and more of your time and energy to Krishna consciousness. I mean, a few of you are pretty much, you know, fully dedicated to Krishna consciousness. But in Grihastha Ashram, there are other responsibilities and possible distraction. And, you know, most devotees are Grihasthas. So it's a delicate balance how to take care of your responsibilities as Grihasthas. And also, you know, fulfill the real mission of human life, which is to become Krishna conscious. But if you gradually devote very good energy to chanting the holy name with attention in japa, and reading Srila Prabhupada's book, and really take it that he's speaking with you and instructing you and guiding you, then gradually you'll be able to distinguish what is more essential and what is less essential. And the more essential, which is ultimately Krishna consciousness, will receive more of your attention and energy. Because we want to see that we're always making progress. And, you know, progress comes from, you know, devoting more time and energy to Krishna consciousness in more direct ways. At the same time, we do have our responsibility and obligation to our family members and society. But, we should always remember that those affairs are temporary and that it's really our relationship with Krishna that's eternal. Kali Yuga is so bad that even what one would think would be a simple thing, to get married, have a family, it's not simple. You know, even in India, there are many complications, or there can be many complications and we have to tolerate those and do our best, live as peacefully as possible in the material world and, dedicate as much energy as we can to the relationship. So, as Srila Prabhupada said, it's easy, but it's also not easy. It's easy in the sense that the process is easy. Chanting the holy name, hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, serving the deities, serving the devotees. It's not a difficult process as in previous ages. Meditation and yajna, elaborate temple worship. But it's not so easy because Kali Yuga is so bad, and Kali Yuga itself means, Kali means quarrel, Kali Yuga means the age of quarrel. So there is so much quarrel in Kali Yuga, even, you know, within the family, between husband and wife, between parents and children, and in business, in the workplace, there's quarrel and disputes over money and position. Kali is everywhere. But Krishna is also everywhere. And, Srila Prabhupada gives the example of the hamsa, the swan, in a mixture of milk and water. The hamsa can take out the milk and leave the water. So in the same way, in the material world, there's a mixture of Maya and Krishna. So we have to take out the Krishna part. We extract the Krishna part. And and leave the Maya part. So that is our challenge in Kali Yuga. But we have good direction. you know, in the scriptures and Srila Prabhupada's books and other books coming to the parampara. And we have the association and guidance of more experienced devotees who've gone through many of the challenges that we face and can help us pass through them successfully. And that's why we are putting so much effort into the Mitra system, so that you can get that association and guidance to help you deal with the complexity of the material world, especially in the age of Kali. And at the same time encourage you in chanting Hare Krishna, in Vedic scripture, and rendering devotional service. I'm very grateful to all of you for making the effort, for coming to today's Sukhdevoti, and of course especially to Sridhar Prabhu and Kishore Mataji for taking so much time and putting so much energy into helping us. And all of you, all the mitras, and all the mentees, and all the senior devotees who may not be officially mitras, but who are there to guide and help us. I'm very grateful to all of you, and I sincerely hope that you will really take advantage of the facility that Srila Prabhupada has given us in the Krishna Consciousness Movement to perfect our lives in Krishna Consciousness and to serve humanity by bringing others to Krishna Consciousness. So, as you may know, some of you, I have to leave very soon for the Bhagyatra in Los Angeles, but I am very glad that I got the opportunity to speak with you. I'm not seeing you right now, but hearing, as Srila Prabhupada said, and as we realize, hearing is more important than seeing. And so I hope you've been hearing me. I haven't been hearing you, but maybe someone can confirm that you've been hearing me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Good, good. And so, is there anything else for right now? Any questions or suggestions?
Any questions? Yeah, Guru Maharaj, that's enough. Yeah, sorry, we are through.
Sorry?
Yeah, Guru Maharaj, there are no questions.
All right. So, it was nice to see you all. And it's a boon to you, Lokanwala, that the Jagannath Mandir and Bhaktivedanta School are there. You can do service, you can attend the programs, you can get association. That's very good. And also, you know, try to get the mercy of Radharasa Bihari as well. In one sense, there's no difference, but still, you know, Radharati Bihari is merciful. Means all forms of Krishna are merciful, but also, you know, try to do this thing. Shri Radharati Bihari is merciful, but they're merciful as well.